Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Right, now we'll continue with the French lesson that we started last time.
French? What again?
I don't want any comments from you, boys. All I want is your attention. Yes, pardon me, oh. And you can stop saying that, too. Now then. Keller, eh, Teal? Keller, eh, Teal?
Fine, thanks. Are you well?
Never better. Now, listen. Look, don't tell me that you don't know what that means. That's the only thing that we did last lesson. Keller, eh, Teal, means what time is it? Don't you remember?
Well, you don't have to.
Don't have to? Why not?
There's a clock on the wall.
Oh, so there is. No! Well, look, that doesn't matter. I don't want to know the time. I want to try and teach you French. What's the literal translation of that? I told you that last lesson, too.
When, sir?
Oh, look, can't you boys remember anything? You could put all your brains inside a vacuum and you'd still have a vacuum.
How do you mean, sir?
I mean that all your brains put together amount to nothing. That's what I mean.
Strike, sir.
Well, what's the literal translation of Keller, Atil? Stanford.
Well, I don't reckon I ought to say that, sir.
No. What? What are you talking about? You shouldn't say it.
Well, I might get into a row, sir.
A row? Who from?
My father.
Your father? What on earth? Listen, Stanford, are you just trying to waste our time?
No, sir.
Well, what on earth are you talking about? How could you get into a row?
Well, my father won't let me have anything to do with politics.
Won't he?
No, sir. He says I'm too young.
Oh, I see. Well, wait a minute. Politics? This has got nothing to do with politics.
Eh?
All I want is the literal translation of Keller, eh, Teal.
Well, that's politics.
Politics?
Yes, there's literals and labours.
Are there?
Yes, sir. I thought you knew that.
No, what? Look, are you trying to be funny, Stanford?
No, sir.
Well, stop talking altogether. Literals and labours. There's liberals and labours. The literal translation is, what hour is it? You see? Keller, eh, Teal, what hour is it? And that's what we call a French idiom. Now then. Oh, green bottle.
Yes.
Late again.
Yes, but you shouldn't say that.
Shouldn't I?
No, because I'm not.
Oh, I see. What? You're not late?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm entitled to say it.
Yes, but you shouldn't say that even if I was early.
No, but what? Listen, have you been drinking any of that bitumen they put on the roads?
Yes.
Have you?
No, of course I haven't.
But what on earth's the matter with you? What are you talking about?
Yes, well, you called me a French idiot.
Oh, I did not. I mean, rubbish.
Yes, you did, Dutch, as I came in the door.
Oh, did I? All right, Greenbottle. Well, if the cap fits, wear it.
But I'm not a French idiot.
Aren't you?
No, I'm an Australian idiot.
Listen, will you boys try and break yourselves of this habit of always talking at once? And Greenbottle.
Yes?
I've known for years that you're an Australian idiot. And what's more, I didn't at any stage call you a French idiot.
Yes. I?
If you'd been here at the proper time, you would have heard the earlier part of the lesson and known that what I said was a French idiom.
Idiom?
Yes. An example of which is Keller, eh, Teal, meaning what time is it? Or literally, what hour is it?
Yes, well, I knew that.
You knew it?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Yes, well, I wasn't there.
No. And why not?
Yes, well,
go on. You've had time to make it up. Go on, and don't waste all the lesson either.
Yes, well, I had to go and try and get a job.
Oh, are you leaving us?
Yes. Who, me?
Yes.
No, of course I'm not.
No such luck.
I might be.
Yeah. Who was that? You, Bottomy?
Sure.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, I might be going to help my father.
Help your father? Oh, where's he going?
He's got the government contract on the Dead Sea.
Oh, on the Dead Sea?
Sure.
Oh, well, what's he do there?
He catches all the fish bubbles for spirit level.
Oh, I see. What?
He's got the same wow!
Serves you right, Bottomy. There's no need to waste our time with stupid remarks like that. It only starts all the other boys talking.
That's all right.
All right? It's nothing of the kind. The only thing that's all right is if you go away. And the further away, the better. But in the meantime, just hold your tongue and pay attention.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what a silly job you have.
What?
Putting spirit levels in the Dead Sea.
Yes, well...
I never said that.
Well, look, don't say anything, Bottomy. And Greenbottle.
Yes?
Unless you can talk sense, you'd better keep quiet, too.
Yes.
Right now.
But he hasn't told you why he was late.
That's quite... All right, Bottomy. Look, you've done enough damage for one lesson.
Please, sir, who killed the Dead Sea?
I did. It was one afternoon... No, I believe... Oh. And you can have that to go on with, Stanford. Oh. That question made it fairly clear to me that you don't really want to know things. Well, all you wanted to do is to hold up our progress.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, it was like this, you see.
Yes. Now, wait a minute. Are you going to talk about the Dead Sea?
Oh, I am not.
No, well, see that you don't. I couldn't bear you on that topic.
No, you want to hear me old man on it.
Why, is he good on the subject?
Yes, of course he is. Ah. His grandfather was there when it first happened.
Was he?
Yes.
Wait a minute. When what first happened?
When the first boat was sank.
Was sank?
Yes.
It's not sank. It sunk. When the first boat was sunk.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, he sunk it.
Did he? Now, listen, Greenbottle. He sank it.
Yes, well, that's what I said.
No, you didn't.
Yes, he was there when it was sank.
Sunk?
Yes, he sunk it.
Oh, listen. Listen,
will you stop this unholy din? How many more times do you want to be told about that sort of thing? And Greenbottle.
Yes?
It's I sink. I sank. I have sink it. I have sunken.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't come up for the third time, you're drowned.
Am I?
Sure.
No, look. Well, that little hit might help to persuade you that I'm not drowned. In fact, I'm very much alive. And what's more, I'm just about fed up with this ridiculous nonsense. I don't know whether you boys have completely forgotten or not, but this is supposed to be a French lesson.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, he was there when it was said.
Yes, of course. Just a minute. Greenbottle.
Yes?
Would it inconvenience you greatly to just explain what on earth you're talking about?
About the boats.
Yes, the boats. I'd forgotten. Boats? What boats?
The boats my old man's grandfather sank.
Well, look, we're not talking about your grandfather's boats.
He's not my grandfather.
Isn't he?
No, and they weren't his boats.
Well, whose were they?
Well, anybody.
What? He just used to go around sinking boats.
No, of course he didn't.
Well, look, maybe I'm a little dull or something, but I can't understand a word of this.
Yes, well, it's perfectly clear to me.
Yes, well, it might be to you, but I don't happen to understand double Dutch.
The Dead Sea's nothing to do with the Dutch.
Yes, it is. They built a wall to stop the Dead Sea. All right, I never said it was.
No, that wall was built in China.
All right, Bottomley, look, nobody asked you to burst in on this conversation. It's got nothing to do with you. And if you must know, the Dutch did build a wall in Holland to stop the sea coming in.
And called it the Great Wall of China.
Exactly.
No, they never. That's not right.
What are you?
No, of course it is.
Yes, well, I know that's not right, Bottomley.
All right, well, so do I.
Bottomley sinking in the pyramid.
Well, I know that, but... Oh, it's... No! Now will you keep quiet? Look, I've told you repeatedly that I won't have you airing your knowledge or supposed knowledge like you do, Greenbottle. I don't know what's come over this class. And Stanford, would you be good enough to pay attention?
What for, sir?
I don't know, but somebody's bound to say something sensible in a minute.
Yes.
Yes, but it won't be you, Greenbottle, so that's a certainty.
Yes, but I thought I'd made things fairly clear.
Oh, did you? Well, you haven't. This is supposed to be a French lesson. And you're talking about your grandfather's boats, the Dead Sea, the Wall of China, the pyramids, none of which have got anything to do with French.
Yes, but you asked me about the Dead Sea.
I did?
Yes, and I was just explaining how it got its name.
Got its name?
Yes, because of all the boats that were sank there.
Sunk there?
Yes, that's the boat's graveyard.
Rubbish, Greenbottle, rubbish.
Yes, well, that's what my old man told me.
Oh, did he? Well, he was wrong. And if I have any more of it, you'll be going to a graveyard yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
And what's more, you won't be an onlooker.
He'll be the head man.
In the box. Bottomy.
Yeah?
Look, and you'll go with him if you're not very careful. And just look at the time. Just look at it. 3/4 of the lesson gone and we've done nothing.
Yes.
Well, for goodness sake, settle down and see if we can't make some headway.
Yes, sir.
All right, stand second, third, fourth, keep quiet.
Yes.
Now, look, I'll give you a sentence. And I want it translated into French, into English.
Yes.
Right. Now, the French is, Où est la bibliothèque? Well, go on, and I want that translated into English. Où est la bibliothèque? Now, Greenbottle.
Oh, I am not.
No, but... Well, it's useless to go on with you. You obviously don't understand it.
Yes, I do.
Well, it's perfectly plain to me that you don't. However, give the others a chance. Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Do you know the English translation?
No, sir.
You've got no idea?
No, sir.
No. A brilliant student.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Butterby, what do you say it is? Où est la bibliothèque? What's that?
French.
Is it?
All right, I know that, but what does it mean?
It's something about the Bible, isn't it?
No, Bottomley, it isn't.
Ah.
Ah, what?
Ah, what about you having a shot?
Ah, what a good idea. Serves you right. Look, that might make you say oh for a different reason. I haven't got time to put up with insolence as well as ignorance.
Yeah.
And I say no.
Yes, and so do I.
Good on you. No, all right. Well, listen. Do you know the meaning of that faint sentence?
Yes, of course I do.
Well, now, be very careful, Greenbottle. It didn't sound as though you knew much about it a little while ago. But I certainly want you boys to try these things.
Yeah.
Well, now, take your time, Greenbottle, and think before you answer. Who is la bibliothèque?
Yes, doctor. Who is the...
Wrong?
Eh?
You're wrong already, Greenbottle. Who does not mean who.
Who said?
What do you mean? Who said who?
Who said who meant who?
Yes, you did.
It was who?
Who meant?
Who do you think?
Listen.
Ow!
Look, I won't warn you again, Bottomley. I'll just throw you out of the window. I knew you'd try and get us confused if you could.
Yeah.
Yes, all right. Well, then, look, take no notice of him, Greenbottle. Just go on with your translation. But remember this. Who does not mean who. It means where.
Oh, yes, yeah. Where.
Yeah. Who I means where is...
Yes, doctor.
Go on.
Where is...
La bibliothèque.
The religious detective.
Where is the religious detective?
Yes,
that's
no,
right.
What
right.
Right.
It has something to do with Bible.
Greenbottle, that's wrong.
Sure, it's something to do with Bible.
It's nothing of the sort, Bottomley. Look, so hold your tongue. And Greenbottle.
Yes?
La bibliothèque has nothing to do with the religious detective.
Yes, it does.
Look, don't argue with me, Greenbottle. You don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I?
You...
French is my best subject.
What? Oh, it's French now.
Yeah.
Oh, first it was poetry, then history, and now it's French.
Yeah.
Yes, well, you're still wrong, because la bibliothèque means the bookcase.
Yes. Yeah. The bookcase?
Yes, Greenbottle, the bookcase.
Yes, but you'll never see a bookcase full of Bibles.
Yes, you do.
There
you
are. What did I tell you?
It means
now,
the religious detective.
But listen.
Biblio-religious detective. Detective.
Well, look, if I can't persuade you that you're wrong, there's not much point in my stopping here.
No, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.